What's
Is it
happening,
okay?
people? Damon's doing daddy daycare. What are you lot saying? Any tips for putting babies to sleep? What are you saying?
Any tips for putting baby to sleep?
Come on, people. Damon's struggling out here.
I'm not
He's
struggling, rude boy.
yeah.
He's not ready to sleep yet. He's active. He's active. He wants to see if he can spot Uncle Ace on the TV at the Brit Awards.
We got our people tuned in, all 27 of you, rating the thing. Brits ain't got nothing on the man, them.
Come on.
It's all man. What are we diving into?
Sorry?
What are we diving into today?
I knew Nick would be there, and Sarah. Good evening, Nick. Good evening, Sarah. Ayo. Take him for a drive. My V8 will keep him awake, not put him to sleep. I tell you that. What's going on? How's your week been for me? Well, let's just explain. Ace isn't here today because Ace isn't here today because he's at the Brit Awards. He's not actually doing anything, he's just been invited down.
It's kind of lit though. It's kind of lit. I don't think Ace usually goes to the Brit Awards.
Absolutely. I mean, we've spoken with him before about how antisocial he is. So hopefully this is a...
He's trying to be social.
Yeah, he's trying to be social.
No, that's a look. It's a vibe.
Talk to yourself for me for like 10 seconds.
Right, guys. So, welcome to Femi's podcast. And today, we're going to be talking about all the issues that I have with these other guys. They're just they're just so problematic, you know. Ace doesn't turn up. You don't know whether Lee's going to come or not, you know. And Damon's not caring about us. He's like, babied out now, you know. And so, ultimately, you've ended up with myself.
You know what, Femi? I can't lie, yeah? Obviously, you can't sound like somebody who's younger than you.
But
as I was hearing you talk, the picture that I had in my head was your son. Exactly how he talks. Exactly like that.
Which one, though? The older one.
Not Cosmo. Clothing.
The younger one, yeah.
Yeah.
Lee's joining us. Well gone, Lee.
What's a one?
We're just
one to AC, that's his voice.
Lee, what you really think that's Ace just stuck there like that?
Oh, you lot smashed it. You lot smashed it. Whose idea was that?
Man, like Lee, you know.
Oh, where is he? Where is he? Dialysis?
He's at the Brit Awards.
Oh, was he there?
Yeah.
What's he doing there? Giving out an award?
Nah, just got invited. But remember, I was saying just now that however the last how many years, Ace has been the first one to say that he's very antisocial when it comes to these events. Where the reality is, he should be at every single one of these award shows.
Yeah, for real.
Every single one. Like
I've been wearing that grey suit and the what's it called, isn't it? That's his swag. The grey suit and the what's it called?
What's it called? The granddad hat.
No, he's got the granddad hat on. He's gonna have the what's the waistcoat with the silk back. I know that's Ace.
He loves that drip.
He loves that drip. He loves. You know the tie with the fat.
Loves knot. That drip. If you tell Ace to dress up smart, that's his drip. I've seen him in that drip. Yeah. At least 10 times.
Yeah, he's at it tonight.
He's got that. What's that drip? That's
Ruben Stunner.
That's
Ruben
that. Stunner. Yes, christening Ruben Stunner. Remember when that brother made a song called "I'm Sorry for 2000"?
Yeah, 2005, I think.
He said a year, bro. Man said a year. How could you be sorry? I swear it was the year before that he brought the tune out.
I think it's I'm sorry, 2005, no?
No, I need to find out because that was a funny tune. Sorry, 2004, cuz.
2004, yeah?
Yeah, brother. Sorry, 2004. That brother was funny. I swear the film came out in 2003.
Oh, shit.
What's Uncle doing now? It was released Christmas 2003. He was apologizing a year ahead, cuz. Fantastic.
Yeah, no, what's he on now for real, though?
You know when you know you're going to be in the doghouse, though? Like, you'll say sorry to the missus for next year.
No long together.
No, he's just not about again. He had one. It was a one-hit thing.
Lee.
Yeah.
People are asking, we got a couple questions in the group. People are asking, you still driving auntie around? What's going on?
Nah, man, she just disappeared, boy.
What?
I ain't heard from her since last week. She might have heard the podcast, boy.
What she you heard just, the... She's just gone.
Bro, she's just gone. I'm expecting, bro, I need her now, you know. It's been quiet this week. I need her.
Yeah,
I need her, boy.
Granted, cuz.
Blood. Yeah, she's gone, man. I don't know. But I think she'll phone me again, like just randomly. But last time, remember I told you last time we did it, she mugged me off and then she gave me the money back. But she was being very nice. But I don't know if she's moved now. Because she said that she was moving to Notting Hill.
To be honest with you, from what you've said, yeah, she seems like the type of woman that would just dip out of the country on a whim.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, she said she goes to Nigeria 3 times a year. Obviously, she lives in Germany sometimes as well, so she's probably just gone.
Yeah, well, she didn't even get you to take her to the airport or nothing, huh?
Nah, man.
She should let her drive her, still. She should have updated
the... I lie, innit? She should let me know, man. I was planning to buy some things this week as well, man, but she never turned up, so I had to put it on hold.
Oh, my gosh.
Is your light broken? Is that light broken in your cab?
No, why?
Is it hanging down or something?
No. What, the LED light?
No, that your light, your cab light. It looks like you just...
What, that light?
Oh, okay. I thought that was the hole that it busts out of or something. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. What are we talking about? So, someone posted in the chat just now.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Damon, wait.
Say that again?
Ace has put up the drip still.
Has he? Can we get it on the screen?
Lee, you're going to feel it still. We can't really get on the screen yet, but you're going to...
Is he killing them?
Go and check on his IG quickly, please.
All right.
He's put on the drips in, son. Look at the smile as well, though.
Killing them.
Man is out. Oh, you know what? Ace is going for it.
He's
going for it in 2021 still. I'm not going to lie.
Hold on. Can the people see that?
Yeah, they can. Nah, show them the shoes as well. Show them the shoes.
Nah, the shoes ain't on the screen.
Oh, yeah, but go down. Ooh.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Mm-mm.
No, man got the new. But anyway, sorry, Damon, man. I'll let you crack on.
But you remember what I said to you about, I don't think he's got on a skinny jeans, but I think he's got a slim fit.
That was definitely a slim fit.
I think he's got on a slim fit.
Nah.
Yes, Ace. Go on.
Man's proud of Ace still.
Nah, for real. Looking suave-alicious. Suave-alicious. The shoes are there.
Jeez! Lee, you be proud still.
Is he killing them?
No, yeah. Didn't do the flat cap today. He didn't do the flat cap.
Yeah, done in the dark still. What was we gonna say? So there's something happening in Love and Hip Hop or something. Love and Hip Hop. Something. I don't know who these characters are, but I was chatting to somebody earlier, and they were saying that. So a woman is filing for divorce. Listen,
I know her name is Portia, innit? Because I woke up this morning. And Twitter told me, "Wild for Portia."
Twitter told me.
No, all I saw on my timeline was Porsche, Porsche, Porsche. I didn't even know what was going on. This is why I was Ace on certain shows, because Ace would have watched all of this. Ace would know all the ins and outs. But there's a lady called Porsche on one of them loving housewives of whatever the show is, yeah? Loving Hip Hop, Housewives of wherever. Yeah, and this Porsche girl, Real Housewives of Atlanta, go on, Flawless Features, Dunno, helping the man them out, right? And so this Porsche woman has basically got with her best friend's ex-husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
And apparently she might be pregnant with him. But also I'm seeing online that she went where the money resides, i.e. the brother must have paper. So how soon is too soon? And would you let one of the man them start linking your ex?
No.
It's your ex though.
Don't matter, man.
Oh, okay, look. Here's a better question.
I'm going to think straight away, standards. First thing I'm going to think is you were feeling her when I was with her then. I don't care what you say. I don't care if you bucked her and it's a different time. You obviously was feeling her. And it's not like if you're a new man then and you never knew me, that's different. But if we were together at one point and then boom, nah, I'll be like, you're dodgy.
Okay. I agree with that. I agree with that. But the thing is, it's highly unlikely that's going to happen. Yeah. Well, maybe not for some people, but here's a different question, yeah. So you've broken up with your ex. And all right, so I'm going to talk about my scenario because this actually happened with me. So my daughter's...
Damon, pause 1 minute, though. People are adding information because we're all crap at this show. We're talking someone's giving us extra information. They said the divorce was filed in January 2021.
Okay.
Well, keep going. Tell us.
Yeah, it's recently. I don't think it's come through yet. I don't think they're actually divorced yet.
So mad. But yeah, you were telling your story about your daughter.
Yeah, so basically, you know, my situation, my daughter's mum gone on to marry somebody else. And my daughter was not going out of her way, but she was like, oh, Dad, I want you to meet him. She was trying to get me around, coerce me to come around for dinner and all that kind of stuff. And I was just anti. I'm just not having a bar of it. Met the guy a couple of times. He was cool. But I'm still like, nah, ain't got time. Like, why do I care? Why do I need to be, do you know what I mean, all up in the mix? Should you or could you or would you become bridgings with your ex's new man?
You're talking about a situation, you've got kids though, innit?
Yeah, but even so, to what level are we
going? Oh, I mean, you know what?
Are we going to the pub? What's going on?
Yeah, you know what? To be fair, I think I could, yeah. I could be cool with them. If they're cool, they're cool, innit? If someone's cool, they're cool, innit? I don't hold no feelings for them. So, yeah, it is what it is. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
But I just don't like the idea of, like I said, if I break up with my missus, I would never think to channel my energy in any of her friends' direction. Like, that I just find that weird. I just think, of all the women, why would I do that? Do you get what I'm saying? But I could be friends with her. I could be friends with my ex's new partner. Why not? If I was out on road and I was with my girl and I met my ex and her partner, I'd be happy to say hello and whatever. Or if we let's be really more. It was on holiday and I bucked them in the same hotel and we was all by the bar. Yeah, we'd have a great night.
Okay. Let's wheel it back a bit. Before you're at the bar on the hotel. So what happens if you were just having a conversation on a night out and you're like, oh, we're looking to go Miami on holiday. Oh, we're looking to go Miami as well. You might as well all go to Miami together.
No, I'm not trying to see
No. Do you know why? Because I know my girl ain't on that. First and foremost, my girl ain't on that. Not on it. So, yeah, couldn't be a thing. It couldn't be a thing. We couldn't be brothers like that, but I'm saying, like, it, look, my situation, it depends. Like I said, for you, like, you got kids in it. So I think it's easier for you, if you've got kids with your ex, to kind of be cool to a certain point. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then be, if you're just going to be anti, you can make the whole situation harder, man, because you're going to put more pressure on your partner. Mm. And because I know that if I was with someone and her ex-man kept riding me, I'll be like, yo, I'm going to have the conversation. First, I'm going to put it on him. And then I'm going to have to say, well, I can't be around. It's just going to get awkward.
Mm.
It's just going to be awkward. I'm not having it. I'll punch him up.
No, but what if you're in love with your brothers? What if it's real love, true love?
Nah.
You didn't love that woman. You left her for whatever reason.
And now he's telling me he's in love with her.
I'm the love of her life.
I don't know, man.
Always wanted an African man.
I don't know, man, because just be real. How do you position yourself to get in that situation?
No, it just happened. We just realized that we've been wasting our time with both our partners.
And then all of a sudden, now you're telling me that you love my ex-girl. All right, cool. I know what, to be fair.
Sorry, guys.
Who's that? All right, you know what? I'll tell you where I stand then, if that's the situation. If you want to fall in love with my ex and you choose to, then you have to choose to put up with the ignorant shit I'm going to say in front of you. You get what I'm saying? You're going to have to put up with this shit. I'm going to tell you what she used to do to me, and I'm going to bust choke and say, does she still have that spot on her bum cheek? I'm still going to do that because that's my business now. That's where you want to go. Do you know what? There's a situation I was in back in the day, yeah, and I was seeing this girl. We weren't even together yet. And then a guy I knew started, when we stopped seeing each other, a guy I knew, I saw her in his car, and we were brethrens. And I'm like, rah. But, and then he was like, oh, no, we're just brethrens. We're not, like, it's nothing. And then one day he said to me, oh, yeah, she told me that you two didn't even, like, sleep together that many times. And I was like, how did you get to the conversation where you're talking about me sleeping with the girl? Like, what, why would you say, why would you entertain this? Where were you going? What did you want to find out? Did you want to find out how big my tings is? What it tastes like? What, why would you ask her these questions? I don't get it. I found it really weird. And he was like, oh no, we weren't even like that. We were just chatting on a level, weren't it? I said, why would you chat about me? I don't understand. And this is why I think it's weird, because you going out with my ex, you're going to know, you see, obviously you're going to have a conversation about me, right? And maybe there's certain things I don't want you to know.
Like, fair enough. No, I'm with Lee.
Do you get what I'm saying? There might be certain things I don't want you, man, to know, because that's just my flex, isn't it? I don't want you, man, to know after 7 pumps, it could be a mad thing. Do you get what? No, but I just say, it's some things are just between you and one person, innit? But when you're with another person, they might start exposing that, innit?
Yeah.
Or imagine we're all out vibes in, and then rare, and your wish whispering, yeah, you used to always do that, and rare. What? Nah. Forget all of that. That's just me anyway. I'm just being honest. Certain man could stand in the room and be called it, but I'm not on that.
Yeah. All right.
Imagine me telling you, D. Oh yeah, you know what? You know, when I was with my ting now, she's telling me that, you know, yeah, your ting was tiny. Or you were bare needy. You were bare needy. Oh, you was enough needy. Or used to phone me down 10 times when I used to go rape. You don't want me to know them things. You don't want me to know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I know that, believe me, and if I know that, then Femi's gonna know and Ace is gonna know it. Because one dub plate goes wrong, I'ma tell everyone what you were guarding with. Simple facts. You think you can rip me after that? Hell no.
I agree. Absolutely. Just to, as we switch up the subject, somebody told me the other day, and I don't know why it just comes to my mind. You see Little Man?
Oh yeah.
they asked me if you two were related because they think you look similar.
They do as well.
We don't look similar. I swear he's mixed race.
What's that got to do with me?
I'm black.
Femi, talk out the things. You're busting up right now.
I know, I'll be honest with you.
Because I can see the mistake. I can see where it comes from.
I can understand certain times where if man say I look like someone, you get me? Michael B. Jordan, young Will Smith, but not Anthony Joshua, but I can't see it with my man. I don't see it. Someone else has said it to me. And I'm like, I just don't see it.
But the fact that somebody else said it to you, there must be something in it then.
And no, but I think people say it because of the name, innit?
How you reacted as well is like, yeah.
That's like me saying, oh yeah, you look like Lennox.
I look like who?
Lennox.
No, it's not. It's not, nothing similar.
What?
Nothing
that's the same similar. Thing. That's how? Like me saying that. Do you think you look like Lennox? No. You got one feature. Just a name.
Do you know what the difference is? Go Nobody on. Else has said that. Other people have said that. Like, a minute.
So no one said that you look like Lennox before?
I look like who? Lennox Lewis.
Yeah.
No, never. What's up with you?
What about the dread that Kimbo Slice punched up back in the day?
I knew you were going to be scrabbling. Just accept it, Lee. Accept it.
I know what? I'm not happy about it, but fuck it. I'll have it. But I don't get it. I don't see it. I'm being honest. If I saw it, I would say I'd own it. I'd be like, all right, cool.
Femi, you're on mute. Don't worry, Lee. It's fine.
You like haters, man.
I'm putting it on our Twitter.
You like haters, man.
We need to get a picture. What? Why are you just... we need to get a picture of both of them side by side and be like, who's the real little man and who's the real little man?
You like haters, boy.
Oh, that's funny.
Man.
What did I put in the group for us to talk about?
Same relationship thing.
Say that again?
It was the same relationship pattern today. I think that's what you're going for today.
What? I can't remember what I put in the group, though. Oh, no. So basically, over the last couple of weeks here, we've been having a conversation randomly in the barbershop. And this isn't to counter what's come out, you know, and it's not about anybody in particular, but we're having a conversation in the barbershop, and a lot of men seems to have experienced the same thing when dating girls, and not all women, but a lot of men have experienced being told that the partner that they're seeing is pregnant when they're actually not, to get a reaction, to either keep them in the relationship or just to cause problems with them. Yeah. Like a lot of guys have experienced the same thing.
But so, Damon, this is a real thing. It's not just an Instagram thing. These are people you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, it's happened to me. It's happened to me before.
When it happened, did you dip?
Say that again?
Did you dip that night? Sorry, I shouldn't even say that because you're in a different space. You've got a new bambino there. It's a disrespect. But I'm saying, what was the idea of that? Was that to make you dip? Is that what it was? I've never been told that. April Fools, I got the what's it called once. I got the pregnancy test. I got that sent. But we quickly done that over because boy, my heart was beating too fast. I couldn't handle it. And even though I knew April Fools was done that day, I said, no. But I've never been told that.
Yeah.
Right. So how did you react when you were told, Damon?
I just ignored it because I knew it was nonsense. Like I actually knew it was nonsense. But there was a pattern. There was a pattern of their behaviour was moving a bit off key, and it was almost like this was the last thing that they could do to get my attention, kind of thing.
Hmm.
So we broke up, and then they was. They got at people that I knew. They tried to get at my mom, blah, 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 blah. So you could see, you know, the levels that they were going through to get hold of me were just escalating. Then this was the final one. And They landed at the barbershop. They was telling people at the barbershop that, I'm ignoring them. She's pregnant, blah, 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 blah. I had some of the barbers looking at me sideways because and she was having a conversation with them. Do you know what I mean? So imagine they landed in the barbershop. Somebody that I knew was in the barbershop said, yo, your ex is here. Bruv, I just did that. I just went home. Bruv, I don't do that public nonsense. I don't. That's not me. I don't do all of that. So I've just dipped home, innit? Now, where I was living at the time, I lived on the corner, like high up on the corner. So I could see everyone coming up both roads, innit? So like they came to the house, buzzed off the doorbell. When I didn't answer, they went back to this. It's all some madness. But so they were talking to one of the barbers, not going to name no names, and he believed them. Now, this all came out about a week later when they came back to the barbershop, innit? But I'm there now. So they come back to the barbershop. They've landed. They're like, yeah, can I talk to you? I'm like, all right, cool. Had a conversation. They was doing the whole rubbing the belly. Yeah, this and that and that. And it got a bit technical. Some of the stuff that was coming out of their mouth got a bit technical. I just ignored it. I was just like, whatever, innit? Do what you are going to do. Anyway, when I've now had the conversation with the barbers, my man's like, he's like, yeah, because they said this and that and that. And I kind of, it made me think differently of you. And I'm like, well, why would you not have told me this when they told you? Oh, but I knew you'd been ignoring phone calls from your phone and this and that and that. And I'm like, but why would you not say it? So you're telling me this whole time, somebody who you don't know has given you some information. You haven't even checked it with me. But anyway, that's a different thing. But yeah, I mean, the people that I was talking to during the week at the barbershop, some of them, it's affected quite madly, like mentally. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a peak time, especially when it's just falls and all of that kind of stuff.
Well, why would you say that? Is a girl saying that to you so she can get that breakup dip and then try and really get it?
No,
it's
to keep you in a relationship because
surely when you find out it's not true, you're gonna make moves, no?
Well, I don't know. This was actually a storyline on EastEnders a couple of months ago. I don't know how it ended, but this was actually on EastEnders a couple of months ago.
But I can see majority of men kind of like trying to hold it down for a little piece if they were told that, though. For you just to be dipping like raggle, to finding that the girl that you've just seen is pregnant and you're now just going to kick. Surely you're not going to think, you're going to think twice before you kick, like, oh, maybe I should try again, no? Yeah, now there's a baby involved.
That's the response that they want, I'm assuming.
Yeah, of course.
I'm assuming that's the response that they want. But the conversation that we was having was, can something be done about this? Just because really and truly, it's actually an evil game to play. Do you know what I mean? Like it's actually quite evil to do that. And as I said, a couple of people that was in the conversation, they was like, no, for like at least a good couple of weeks, maybe a month, they couldn't function. They couldn't function at all.
Why? Because they thought they were having a baby.
No, because they didn't want to be with this said person. Now they've landed talking about, do you know what I mean? So all of the scenarios, they've broken up, but they've recently split up. Then it's the whole, oh yeah, I'm pregnant, bloody, bloody, blah. Do you know what I mean? So you can't really move Aggie and be like, I don't.
You know, like, why do people want to be with people that don't want to be with them so badly that they make up lies like that?
Maybe that's the question. Maybe that's the question we need to discuss.
You know, like I don't really like. It's like that person clearly doesn't want to be with you, but you go out of your way to come up with like. You sit there and you're like, "What's the worst lie I can tell them to get them back?"
Well,
do you think that's going to be a great relationship when they get back with you, based off a lie?
Yeah. It's a mad thing. It's actually mad when you think about it, isn't it?
It's like
it's desperate. That's desperate, isn't it?
No, but that's just like I just can't even comprehend it. So you, as a woman, have decided you're going to lie to this man so that he comes back into your life. So that you get what? So that where do you get? What do you get from it? A relationship that's based on this big fat lie that you can either, well, that you can't fulfill in the near future. So like, it's like, you know, you have to pretend that you had a miscarriage. Maybe that will help you. It's just weird. It's a weird thing to do, man. It's very strange. It's very bizarre.
But desperate people do desperate things, and a lot of the time they're not really thinking about the consequences, and they're not thinking about how it's going to pan out.
Can we talk about the madnesses you've done, like, to stay in a relationship, though?
Who, me?
Yeah. Well, you and me.
Boy, you and me. You clearly don't know me.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I ain't never done a madness.
You've never done a madness?
No, not really. Yeah.
You never got pregnant.
You say you never got arrested.
I said pregnant.
I mean, I got pregnant twice, but you know what I'm saying? It didn't work. No, I know. I'll be honest with you. I've never had someone tell me that they want to walk away from me. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I've never had someone just get fed up with me like that.
So you've only ever broken up with women. Women have never broken up with you.
Yeah, I've never been. Actually, tell a lie. One girl said to me that she broke up with me when I went into comedy, but I'm sure that's not how it went. But I'll let her have that one. She was like, "Oh, I left you, Lee, because you wanted to do comedy, and I didn't want it to see the attention you were going to get." And I was like, "I'm sure I left you because I knew about the panani I was going to get." I'm joking. But yeah, I think that was the only time. But other than that, no one's ever said that to me. The light went out, you know. Oh, gosh.
The light is a toss anyway. It's never.
I've never done that.
Never, Femi, but I'm stubborn. You know what it is?
Wrong and strong.
It's not even wrong and strong. My thing is, boys, you're lost in it. That's my thing.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I might be wrong. I might have been F3, whatever else. I'm still turning around and saying to myself, it's your loss, innit? Don't get me wrong. There might be times where I'm curled up on the kitchen floor in the middle of the night. Yeah, let's stand in the dark. But but I'm still not saying.
Sure. No weakness.
Do you know what I think the frustration for a lot of people maybe is that, maybe with me probably, is that when they say things to get a certain emotion, and when they don't get it, they don't know what to do. Do you get what I mean? So they'll say something and they don't get the emotion, and they're like, "Oh, you're cold." But I'm just not gonna break down in front of anyone in the moment. You know, like, for example, if I broke up my missus, I could go out and act like I'm having a good time tomorrow, and it probably would spin her because she'll be like, "What? How was he having a good time? We just broke up." But that's just me. That might be my kind of mind game. Do you get what I'm saying? In the moment. Do you get what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying when I'm saying what I'm saying? Yeah. Instead of me being at home crying in my pillow, which maybe I should be, it will take me a long while to get to that point. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. It might make me go on a couple of dates and then start reflecting after them couple of dates. Like, oh, shit, man. Why am I here now? Why am I here? How am I here? I had a good one. I let it go. But it would, by that time, it's too late. Do you get what I'm saying?
Listen. I'm telling you, like, now, yeah. I'm too old to do this again. I should stuck with me. She's stuck. I'm too old to do this again. Yeah. And I'm not even going to lie. Yeah. There are certain things that she does that right now I'm not doing without. So I might turn into that guy. If it goes pear-shaped, and it shouldn't go bare-shaped, she'll see me at her front door on a Sunday, begging for that Sunday dinner. I'm here. I'm not going nowhere. You understand? Like, I'm not going nowhere. It's long. It's long. I don't know. People, I don't know. But I think, you know, a lot. Going back to the original thing, a lot of guys that I was talking to, they were just angry that you can go through this and there's no repercussions. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can just, your mental health can just go all over the place and there's no repercussions. Women just cracks on. And I think what one of them was saying was they should be named and shamed. Like, can you imagine if people just started posting up bare names of
girls with previous?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, but then that creates a situation where there could be a like social media pylon where they start getting bullied online.
Absolutely.
It's actually a crime.
Yes, it is, Femi.
So
I mean, I'm not advocating it, not at all, but yes, it is. You're absolutely right.
So I think it's hard. What's your favorite like rom-com? Like breakup scene from a movie?
Breakup scene or breakup?
You know, like films. In films, as you were talking, yeah? Like in films, they always show like someone breaks up and then the person's bare crying and stuff, like lying in their bed, can't move for days.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite breakup film is The Breakup.
Jennifer Addison.
And my man, and the big you, the funny you.
Yes, something Vaughn. Is it something Vaughn or something like that?
Yeah, Vince Vaughn,
yeah.
Yeah. I thought that film is just...
But you know what? I thought that film was quite sad because I felt like they, you know, like when they were together, they was having a good time, innit? And then it just got nasty.
Well, no, it doesn't get nasty. It gets petty.
It gets petty.
It gets so petty. And I swear at one point they've done a thing where they split the yard in half, innit? So my
mom was like,
you've got the TV, but I've got the remote control because it's on my half now.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's getting silly, innit?
Yeah. Boy, I don't know. This whole breakup thing. Yeah,
it's peak. But I'll be honest with you, if I was with someone and they told me they were pregnant and I hang around and they weren't pregnant, I'd have to make moves. I'll swear down, I'd have to make moves. I don't like that idea. Because then therefore you can just control me with this idea of saying it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You're playing with my heartstrings with that. That's deep.
Yeah, but look, there's no way of knowing whether they were or they weren't. There's no way of knowing anything can happen. There's no way of knowing. And what they're probably thinking is, in the time between now and when I have to handle this situation, I would have made you fall back in love with me. I would have fixed up all the things that you don't like or that you said that have annoyed you or that you said that's caused you to leave. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's their plan. That's their plan.
This is a sad topic, man.
It's a sad topic, man. I'm dwelling, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, because in my head, I'm just thinking, rah, imagine my dad done that to me. Then I'm thinking, but why would you let it get to this point to then start feeling like you love me and you don't want this to happen? And you allowed it to get to this point of me wanting to walk away, and now you're saying that you don't want me to walk away, then you shouldn't have allowed it to get there. Do you get what I'm saying? Likewise. I don't let my woman get to a point where she wants to walk away because it don't get to that point. Do you get what I'm saying? It's mad though. That is an absolute head fuck though.
This is the thing.
Every time you try to bounce, she tells you she's pregnant. And I'll be like, what? Again?
Oh, okay, no. You're a fool. Because if this happened more than once, then you're a fool.
Well, some man probably getting roped into it every month.
Nah, bruv, you're a fool. Because all that, if it's happened 4 or 5 times and they've no child, there's something wrong with you.
But then she knows what to do. She knows what to do if she really wants to keep you then, innit? And don't get me started about girls that want to have baby to keep man, because that's just another whole topic. But then certain man want to make woman have their baby so that she don't go nowhere. So,
I know man like that.
People are weird. I would never do that. I could never do that. No way. That's long.
Let's move on. This is making Femi sad. Let's crack on.
I wanted to talk about Palestine, yeah, but that's even sadder.
So, well, break it down.
Let's break it down quickly, because it is, you know, and just break it down quickly, because I'm not too sure I'm fully aware of what's going on.
So obviously Palestine and Israel, they've had ongoing conflicts for years and years. Like, we could be talking all day about it, but like, you're gonna have to do your extra like curricular activity and go and read up about it. But really, it's just in essence it's over disputed land, right? So they, Palestinians, are like, this is our land. The Israelis are like, this is our land, right? And a lot of the beef that they have and they've had over the years always starts about a small bit of land. But a lot of it also is tied into religion, because obviously, like Jerusalem, the interesting thing about Jerusalem is that it's like a holy city, not just for, like, it's holy city, obviously, for Christians in to a certain degree. And also it's the same thing for Israelis. And then it's the same thing for Palestinians. So then you've got like, and especially like, oh, sorry, for Palestinians who are predominantly Muslim, right? And so what you've got is that a few days ago, there was a dispute over, like, I've got notes here because I don't want to get names and things wrong. Like a little bit of land basically out in East Jerusalem. But the thing about this land is like, it's like a sacred bit of land for Muslims. So there's a strip called, I can't say it, it's Al-Aqsa, right? And over the Ramadan, like the police chief decided to fence it off because of security reasons. There was a little bit of protest, so they reverted back on that. And then what happened was that Hamas, the ruling party or like ruling movement in Gaza, then fires 150 rockets towards Jerusalem and the towns in southern Israel for crimes against the holy in the holy city. Because again, it's a holy city for everyone. Imagine this, like everyone thinks it's a holy city for them. And so they think it's their space. And every single area has like, you know, significance to Muslims as well as Israelis. And so
it's like locking off church, your local church.
It's not even that. It's like locking off. So basically, this Al-Aqsa Mosque, right, is Islam's third holiest shrine.
Mm.
So it's not even just a local church. It's like, I don't know, it's like locking off, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the third most holiest shrine, that's a serious thing.
In Islam.
That's a serious, serious place.
You see what I mean? And that's in Jerusalem. That's in East Jerusalem. And obviously, like the Israelis have their own sites, like, you know, in Jerusalem that like, no, this is our thing. And so what's happened is, obviously then the Israelis then dropped some bombs which killed 20 people, including children, in retaliation. And then it's just gone on and on and on and on and on now. And obviously, but like everyone, there's been outrage all around the world and on social media, because at the same time, there's like, it's Ramadan and people are fasting. And like, also what happens during Ramadan is that the area where people gather, let me find out what the name of the area is. So after people have their fast, they gather in this air in a plaza that leads up to this holy site.
Yeah.
So like people chill, like they have coffee, they have sweets, they like, you know, they just chill. And for them, it's like, you know, you're attacking us during a time of fasting. And then for the Israelis, it's like, well, your people threw some rockets. Well, flew 150 rockets, which probably, like, you know, caused damage or, like, injured people on our side. It's like some long-standing feud. It's like, I don't know, man. Everyone fighting over the land outside DNOs.
No, we need to go back to the beginning, no? And say, who's the one that locked off? Who put the fence up first, though? That's where the problem lies, isn't it?
I feel like it's really all difficult.
Right, Femi, do you think, yeah, that other countries around the world should get involved? So you see how America always want to get involved, England always wants to get involved. Do you think that countries around the world should, because as you said, this has been going on for a very long time. And for these people, yeah, Like, I was watching it on the news, and imagine just waking up in the morning and where you live is just absolutely devastated with bombs and bullet holes and this and that and that. And it's like, you know, you're hearing that a couple of your family members are missing and dead and all that just overnight. Just that yesterday was called today. It's a madness. Like, this is wild. This is absolutely
too much damage has been done, innit? The disrespect's gone too far.
Yeah, I think the disrespect on both sides gone too far. Well, because you have to understand, it's like any conflict, right? Everyone, both sides think they're right. And to say, obviously, to say like the rest of the world is like standing back and not doing anything, is like the rest of the world, like, I've always tried to be involved. Like, do you get what I'm saying? And like, even no, the Americans are like, all sides need to de-escalate. The British are like the same thing. They were like, oh, you know what? The violence must stop. And immediate, they've just copied and pasted the American statement.
Yeah, but look, them man have actively, okay. So a couple of days ago, you had a couple Frenchmen that took their boats and posted up somewhere local. Yeah, in protest to the new rules that are coming after Brexit, of fishing rules and all that. Yeah. So the UK just posted up a couple of boats over there and said, okay, this is what you're doing. All right, let's see how this is going to work out for you. There was a couple little small boats that rammed each other. It got a bit peaked for a couple of hours, but then everyone dispersed. Yeah. It's all like, get active, innit? As you said, you can't copy and paste what them man have said and just make a statement that you put out on Twitter or whatever else that says, oh, yeah, both sides need to de-escalate. What are you talking like? You man are happy to get active when there's oil involved or when you can make pee from it. But this is this.
Yeah, but how do they? Because if you've got to think about it, yeah, say someone does come in and say, right, this is what's going to happen, yeah? And it gets quite patronizing as well. We're going to split it evenly. So you can have that and you can have that. As soon as they're gone, chaos is going to start again, no?
I mean, they're constantly coming to solutions and then it breaks up and then they have agreements and then the agreement goes. It's like this thing, like, you know, it's probably not going to be resolved in our lifetime. That's how crazy it is. Wow, no. Ace is joining from the Brits.
Is that Ace or is that Common?
Ace, oh my gosh. No.
It's got, Ace, it's, yeah. Yuck. You see,
yeah, but you're cutting up. It's recording live, and that this Lee, this is what your thing's like every week. when you're in your house, yeah, this is what it sounds like.
Oh shit!
I just want to let you know. You see what's going on with Ace right now?
This is what Ace, chat to us. Where are you backstage?
I'm upstairs at the O2 Arena. Taylor Swift.
Wait, you're moving like you're hiding, like you're not supposed to be where you are.
Nah, do you know what? Everyone's inside and I'm upstairs. I'm here.
So tell us, what's the report? What's happening at the Brits, bro? Come on. Give us
I mean, it's a smaller capacity. So only 2,000 people came this year. And most of the crowd are key workers, which I think is a really great look for them. So like people that have worked hard over the last 12 months.
How did you get in there then?
Huh?
How did you get in there then, mate?
I'm key, bruv. I'm one of the keyest of workers. What are you talking about? I'm essential, boy.
Tell them again.
Get me. But yeah, man, had a nice food and nice little food and that. And now it's almost time to go home. Taylor Swift just picked up the award for the Global Ambassador. And she came on after Heady won, which was funny. But yeah, it was good, man. Good show.
So who won? Did Heady won win?
No one that we care about. J Huss.
What did you win?
J Huss won Best Male.
Album. Best Male?
I saw that.
Best Male. Big up to J Huss. Semtex picked up the award for him.
Fantastic.
So there was two, you know I don't know these people. There's two rappers. Yeah, and they got the most nominations out of everyone for today's Brit Awards. Two young rappers.
No rappers won except J Huss. Young T and Bugsy were nominated. AJ,
it was them man there. Them two.
Them two. They just performed, actually. They just shut it down. They just performed.
Well, they performed. Don't rush.
No, they didn't. They performed. So it was they put all of the rappers together in it. So they put Heady One, AJ Tracy, and Young T and Bugsy were all in the same set.
That's disrespectful. We're still doing
that. No, but do you know what? The performance was live.
They've done a rap medley.
No, the performance was live. They had the most production. So that's why it wasn't even a disrespect. Like, they had all the lights, different, like, extra stage and boxes and all these different cameras and that. So, yeah, it wasn't even a disrespect. It worked. It definitely worked.
So you're saying, so AJ Tracy performed... what's his name? Eddie One perform. What song did Eddie One perform?
Eddie One and AJ Tracy did na, 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 na. What's it called again?
Oh, the one with Stormzy.
Baby,
that song. And then after
it's called Anything Different.
He joined Young T and Bunzy to perform.
Don't rush.
The other tune that they got together.
Oh, Princess Gods and
Princess. Yeah. That one.
Oh yeah.
So it was an Eddie One.
I should know all these tunes, innit?
You just pushed the button, innit, on the radio.
I'm an R&B DJ. Leave me alone. Yeah.
Okay. Minority. Okay. Performance.
What? No gossip for us, Ace. No, absolutely nothing.
Like, you know what? There's not enough people here for any scandal to go down. And there's no after party. No one's getting drunk. It's just very, very casual and normal.
Bro, I heard
very symbolized.
I heard there's after parties still, but we missed.
There's an after party. We're not invited.
After parties, we missed.
Oh, is it? I'm going home.
We move.
Are you getting dressed to come to an after party?
No, I'm staying in my house. This is the after party.
Who have you bumped into, Ace?
You know what? It's more so. I just enjoyed the show, man. Obviously, I've seen like Sozizi and Sideman and Munya, like the heads that you'd usually see, but I like, in regards to like who was on the stage, and so Boy George tonight, that's a legend, boy.
Yeah.
Elton John was here, do you know what I mean? Coldplay opened the show, like, these are all legends, so it was a nice night for me, and I'm out now. I've been out for ages, and I'm out without a mask on. This is nuts.
So you guys didn't have to wear a mask, yeah?
No, you just need a negative COVID test, then you get in.
Lit. And you've been having that for a minute. We respect it. You've been having a negative COVID test for a minute.
No, but I had to go and do one on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you need to have one within the last 24 hours.
Great.
Can I go back to my seat now?
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I love you lot, man. How's it
going? Enjoy, man.
We miss you, man. It's not the same without you.
Hey, Ace, show us the drip.
No, man, it's just normal. It's like, it's
kind of...
Blazer set up, you know, like, ain't nothing.
Where's the waistcoat, man? Where's the waistcoat?
No waistcoat, like, just cash today. ain't nothing.
Light it.
Hey, I'm out. I'm going to see you up next all week, right. Tuesday, yeah?
Boom, yeah,
yes.
One.
I can't even remember what we're talking about.
Nor can I. Go on, Ace. I'm happy for him.
We're talking about Palestine.
I think we kind of come to the end of that, really, because
there's no solution. But obviously, the main thing is that obviously, like for me, I'm like, we just need to keep fighting for like that normal people that have nothing to do with like big, you know, sort of governmental issues are not affected, like, and like children getting killed by rockets and bombs and all of that stuff. It's like, it's really sad, man. There's like, when we've got like a major international health crisis, more or less with COVID. And then on top of that, you know, all these sort of geopolitical wars are still going on. It's sad, man.
Yeah, 100%.
I thought it would be like, you know, remiss of us not to even mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I wanted to talk about happy stuff, but there's nothing really happy to talk about. There's not much.
It's been a bit of a quiet week, I think, really.
What's their name went number one? Tion Wayne and
Rust. Is it Rust?
Yeah, the first Jewel song to go number one ever.
I can't lie, I'm really
how mad is that though, considering they were trying to cancel it at one point, didn't it?
Cancel them or it?
Or the genre, no?
Yeah, of course. But like the young people always win, innit?
You understand? Imagine that. That's what I'm saying. You can't cancel anything because it just can come back underground.
Can't cancel the young. You can't cancel youth culture.
Yeah, for real.
Because young people then grow and then come into power. And so, like, you can't cancel young people.
Do you think that all of that made it more popular, though?
Yeah, I think so. I think at the same time, I think it made it more popular, but I actually think it helped the artists to improve their artistry a little bit. Because when it first started out, all they were talking about was, like, cuffing and queffing each other. Literally.
I don't know if it was cuffing.
It was the cuffing.
Cuffing is what we used to do back in the day. I don't think they were cuffing. Bro, I know the queff. I know the whoosh. The whoosh.
Cuffing and queffing.
Man said the cuffing, you know. That's what man used to give man in school, cuff.
No, bro, cuff is a word, you know. You think it's a joke.
No, I remember that in school. Man, no, cuff you.
Bro, it's one of their words now. Trust me. I'm never lying.
That's what they're using.
You know what? We're finished on a happy light note here. So I was chatting to one guy that I know on Sunday, and I need to let people know from now. This is ISIS people. Yeah, ISIS people. Yeah. So we're talking about childhood things here, and you know, like going on school trips and having packed lunch. And you know, I don't even know if it's within the Nigerian culture, I'm assuming so, but definitely within the Caribbean culture, tinfoil is a universal lid for anything.
Yeah.
It's a universal lid and it's universal packaging for absolutely anything and everything. Yeah.
Everything, standard.
So chatting to this brother.
We have Tupperware still.
Say that again?
We have Tupperware still.
Okay, I'm happy for you, but what? Do you have the lid for every piece of your Tupperware? No, yeah. You don't.
They're fresh. No, they buy them fresh for every party. Resourceful.
Listen.
Resourceful. But yeah, okay, go on.
All right. So you man don't use tinfoil to wrap that. Is that what you're saying?
They don't, bro. When you go to a Nigerian party, they have those plastic containers with food in them.
But I guarantee every single one is stained, though.
I didn't say that.
Every single one is stained, though, isn't it?
No, it's not, because they're new, bro. They're new. Leave their
now
new.
You're talking about the new things.
The new things.
I know what family you're talking about, but I'm not talking about after party.
They're brand new.
I'm talking about your house. Yeah?
Fam, do you know what's deep? My mom used to buy them brand new and have it in the kitchen for me to bring food to my house. New. No lie.
Well, the new every day. You know, fresh.
All right, but this ain't got nothing to do with you, for me. This ain't got nothing to do with you, B. But I'm just saying, yeah, So, Isis pal was talking about his childhood, and his packed lunchbox was just a plastic bag, as a lot of people were. Do you know what I mean? Man didn't have the actual lunchbox. They just
didn't have the Thomas the Tank Engine.
But listen. For how big this you was at them ages there, he probably didn't have Thomas the Tank Engine. He didn't. He was a big you. So anyway, so tinfoil. Mum's wrapped the sandwiches in tinfoil. I remember this, Lee. I'm very sure you remember this. Even if you had a lunchbox, your sandwiches are wrapped in tinfoil.
100%.
Yeah? And the reality is, see when Casalo Victor gets older and he's at school and them things there, he's going to go through the same thing. School trip, bring packed lunch. You're going to have the snazzy packed lunch box, Spider-Man, Credible Hulk, whatever. But inside that, you're going to have your sandwiches wrapped up in tinfoil. It is what it is. It's a standard thing. Yeah. Anyway, this particular guy, his mum made him fold up the tinfoil and bring it back home so he could use it the next day.
Oh, no, that's ghetto, blood. That is ghetto, blood. No, that's ghetto. Because you roll that into a ball and dash that. You play. You go, Jordan, and throw it in the bin. That's what you do with that bit of foil.
Lee, I tell you something now, if you come into this house, you come to my house, you might find a random ball of tinfoil somewhere. Because I'm forever doing that. I've got them all over the place, in the car, all over the place. Not this guy. No. Not this guy.
Recycle it.
I was devastated for him. Absolutely devastated that this is what man had to do.
He got broken, boy. That's long. That's pressure.
Bro, so with that in mind, yeah, I'm asking you two off the bat right now, give me one or two childhood funny, traumatizing things that your parents done.
No, my parents never done nothing for me, but not buy me expensive trainers for a long time. And when they did, it was expected to last for a whole year.
My dad bodied me with that one as well.
So I had the same Reebok Classics, yeah, that were lean over to the side for the whole year. I remember when I got these Reebok Classics as well, I thought I'd made it, right? So, like, for time, my mom was not buying me expensive, like, brand-name trainers. Then I got some feelers that looked like Reebok Classics. So that they were, like, they were the same cut as Reebok Classic, but they were feelers. And I thought I made it. And then she bossed me on a Reebok Classics, but it was black and it was lean over to the side because I was bow-legged. Oh my gosh!
Well, is that due to the lean or just because you're bowling it lean to the side?
Bro, I don't even know. It was sad, man. I remember some girl that I liked dissed me out one time about it. I was like, oh, it was painful. Maybe that's why I started selling chocolates and donuts and CDs.
That's why you had to be your OP, innit?
Yeah, that's how to run my own
peas. You couldn't trust him.
No, they weren't respecting me. Because then after I got my own peas, I was buying myself Nike Shocks. I was buying myself all manner of crap.
Becoming correct.
Yeah, I was stepping. I was stepping correctly. But before that, imagine them lean over Reebok Classics for a year and they were dusty as well. I remember when this girl, I don't even know what the girl said. I was so hurt. Because I thought, nah, this girl, I like this girl. Like, I like this girl so much. I couldn't even look at her. And then she just dissed me out one time. I think that was her first interaction with me. Was like dissing up my Reebok Classics. I was like, nah, traumatized. It turned me into a hustler.
Lee, I know your parents have traumatized you.
I can tell you stories for days, man. My mom and dad have both got me. My dad took me Cobra Sports in remember Cobra Sports? There was Cobra Sports and it was in Wolverhampton back in the day, yeah. And I remember him saying, my mum was like, we need to get some trainers, whatever. We rolled up there with Dad. I'm thinking, right, my dad's wearing a shell suit and that he's cool, he's got a gold tee. But all mum was styling back in the day, do you know what I mean? You've come correct. And we've gone into Cobra Sports and these times, remember them Adidas cautions? They're cautions and they were like, you get them, they're all orange or they were all green. Do you remember them back in the day? Yeah, they were the crep at the time, innit? And I knew the sign. I knew that's like, this is primary school days, innit? And I remember, like, we're walking in and I'm thinking, yeah, I must gonna get one of these. I must get one of these colours. And I'm saying to my dad, he's like, he said to me, what ones do you want? And I was like, yeah, and I've drawn them. And he's told me, as I've drawn for them, no, you don't want them. You don't want them. I'm like, huh? No, they're the ones I want, Pops. Allow me. He goes, no, you want these. He pulled up this all black pair of Avia crepe. They look like brick. They look like a brick. And he goes, nah, man, you want these. These will make you run fast. I was like, bro, I was just like, I just gave up. I was like, all right, cool. And they were like, and I remember seeing the price, they were like £6 or something. I was like, this nigga just wants to smoke his weed. He just wants to buy a draw on the way home and he don't want to spend his money on the crap for me. But I was broken, mm-hmm. Blood. Absolutely broke me with that one.
So he bought
you... My mum... Huh?
He bought you Avia trainers.
Avia. Have you heard of Avia trainers?
I've never heard of them, but I'm just getting a picture.
Have you seen them? Look, yeah, Google Avia trainers, blood. You can't even try and make them look cool, blood. They're that bad. My mum done something that traumatized me when I was young, and she denies it to this day, yeah? I think I was about 13, 14, we were in Tunisia. I've spoken about this before.
Done.
Well, tell us.
So we were in Tunisia, yeah? And what had happened is we got a late flight. So that, I'm with my mum, my dad, my brother, and we went to play by the pool. Because we had a late flight, we had to check out at 11, innit? Yeah. So we'd made friends with a woman from Birmingham, and she was like, "Oh, you can just shower," because she was staying an extra couple of days shower in my room. But the water in Tunisia works funny. So when the whole water runs out, it runs out. So you've got to be in and out. Do you get what I'm saying? But this woman's giving us her shower. My mum's trying to be extra nice, innit? So I'm about 13, 14. Got a little gym on my ting. And I'm in the shower, and my mum has come in. I swear down, I just stiffened up. I couldn't believe it. She's bust the door. Now, mind you, I don't even remember my mum showering me as a youth, ever. I can't honestly tell you, I don't even remember. She's bust the door. Come on, man. You're going to rinse out their hot water. And she showered me, blood. Oh, my God. Bro, I was so traumatized by this, yeah? I say to my, I even rip her up to this day. I'm like, do you remember that? And she's like, she starts laughing. She goes, I would never do that to you. And I'm like, are you taking the piss? My big snake was out. And you was rubbing soap in my back and that. I was broken, blood. I'll never forget that day. It hurts me. It hurts me to talk about it. You know what? I tell you this. This is when she done it. You remember when the Boy Is Mine came out? Because she bought that cassette and we were playing that all holiday. So it was that year there. So how old was I then? And that's how old I was when she showered me. And now my rant is over. I'm broken. Brandy and Monica. I can't even hear that tune no more. I don't even like that tune. Because that reminds me. That's what it reminds me.
That was 1998.
Yeah. So what?
In 98, so I was about 12, yeah? So you were about 14, bro.
There you go. There you go, blood. Broke me into pieces, blood. That's what, year 10?
Year 9.
Oh, my days, bro.
Wow.
You know what these youths are? They're quiffing and quaffing and conking at that age there, you know? And my mom showering me. And my mom showering me, blood. Broken.
Absolutely mad. Man, I have to shout out. Trevor B. Man said his mum bought him the purple shell suit, and man was beating it hard until he walked down the road. I see about 6 gyal wearing the same shell
suit. yeah. That's of us. Know what, Rago, man, it's popular. I'll be it same way.
He said my mum bought me a pair of hike socks for weeks. Oh. I thought they were a pair of hike socks. Until a friend pointed out, you know, of the man, you know, of the man them during PE.
Violation.
I think a lot of people got with that hike one still.
Yeah, they were from the market.
Yeah, my mom bust the hike still.
Yeah. I remember them. They're from the market still.
Well, I think nothing beats Lee's mom showering him as a 14-year-old.
Broken, blood. Broken. I'm trying to look for these Avia crap.
Lee, I put them on the Twitter still.
Is it?
Yeah. I did.
Oh, bro. They are butters, blood. Bro. Yeah, man. Next time, if we have a podcast where we get mumsies involved, I'm going to definitely get her. I'm going to bring up that story because she needs to get hotted again. Look at the state of these Avia crepe. They're the worst, blood. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear.
See, Sam Afori, I heard about this. This has happened to a few people. When you ask your parents for Nike and they come back with Knicks.
I remember Knicks.
Yeah. That was peak. That was peak for a lot of people.
I'd rather, and my school had this thing, yeah, they finesse everyone. In year seven, my school sends a list of parents of things that you need to buy. And so that includes your PE kit. And as part of your PE kit, they finesse you in year seven and say you have to wear these specific trainers called Mercury.
I remember Mercury.
It's white Mercury trainers. And obviously, my mom, like the goody two shoes that she is, she bought the Mercury trainers, making my wear Mercury. And then after about 2 PE lessons, you realize that the cool boys are just wearing their Nike trainers.
Yeah.
And no one's saying that to them.
You know what hurts me the most here about my mom, my parents, the way they flex, yeah, is that I tried to do them a favor. You know, when we used to walk into these trainer shops, yeah, I'll go straight to the reject rack first, looking for one designer. I don't care what it was. I'm trying to bust them like, look, just get me the cheapest thing on this rack. As long as it's got a brand on it, just get me that. I wouldn't even draw for the loud ones first. Because I knew that was even an option.
Yeah, but Lee, you're all right. Yeah, because the thing is, you were inside the shop. See my trainers. My trainers were on the racks outside the shop.
I remember there used to be a rack outside.
This is the thing as well. My trainers were on the rack outside the shop, but it wasn't a sport shop. It was the shoe shop.
No, I love it.
Sport shop. Yeah, I was in the shoe shop, like getting crazy.
You know what? Sometimes you see them racks here, you see a bucket. And the bucket next to it would have both crep in it. You could steal them. They didn't give a shit. They were trying to give them ones away. Both crep would be in the bucket. The right foot and the left foot. Shoe zone and them shops there.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, you see these youths of today? Yeah.
They don't know, man. They don't know.
You see the way Casalo Victor's set up? You see the way he's set up? Bro, he's got Giuseppe's already, bro.
Moving.
I don't even know how to spell that word. He's got them already, bro. I don't
moving.
These youths, yeah. I got a Gola. I remember I got Gola. I remember we was going somewhere. I think we was going somewhere like a family outing, and we went crazy to go get some trainers. Ended up going to the shoe shop and got. And you know the thing is as well, you see black parents. They always used to get the white, all white trainers. As long as it was all white.
Yeah, yeah. They want to be fresh.
Pattern, and they want you to keep it fresh as well.
Keep it fresh. I'm all white goalers. They stayed under my bed. They. I think I wore them once. They just stayed under my bed, bro.
You know what's deep?
It's mad.
Should I tell you what's deep about what our parents were doing, though? And like what our generation, this is like making it a little bit deep. I know we're meant to wrap up here, but we'll wrap up in a minute. But they spent money on essential things.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They weren't wasting their money on like for you to be flexing to your brethren with new that are nice and wearing designer. If you want to do that, do that yourself. They were spending money on essentials. They were like,
what you needed, innit?
They were buying their yards. They were making sure you were getting fed. They were paying the bills. Yeah. I used to think, Mom, you've got so much money, yeah. Why are you like making us live
like this? Yeah.
Like you've got P. I've seen you with P, but it's just not. It's never for that. Like you see, if you see my mom for a long time, my mom wouldn't even eat takeaway.
Yeah.
Like, why are you buying takeaway when you can cook?
To be fair, takeaway was a Friday thing in my yard. Chinese.
Bro, it wasn't a thing in my yard, Lee. It wasn't a thing in my yard. It was not a thing. Like when my mom took us McDonald's, yeah, or like a KFC, that was like once every 6 months. Like that was the treat, fam. Because it's like when I can cook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no point. But then again, when Dixie hit the market, boy, the prices was unbeatable. £2 for a chicken burger, chips, and a beverage. Oh my God, we arrived. That was my diet for 5 years.
You see what you're saying about how there was no takeaway in your house? I've seen how your mum moves with your kids. Totally different.
Yeah, she'll buy them a KFC. She'll buy them anything they want. I've seen it as well, bro. I come in the barbershop sometimes. They just got all manner of McDonald's and KFC, like just bags and bags of it as well. They'll eat some and they'll have leftovers. Bizarre, man. And on top of that, but also like just going back over that, it's like I feel like actually our generation in trying to overcompensate. Like our children are just dripped out.
We see it as trauma, innit?
Yeah. So our children are just mad dripped out. Like our whole generation of kids dripped out, but actually, like obviously, I'm not saying us specifically, but like it's like our priorities are a little bit more warped in that, like we're prioritizing appearances over substance. Where I felt like our parents prioritized the substance, and then appearances, they didn't care.
Do you think if we done what our parents did to our kids, as an experiment, is that child abuse?
It might be.
It could even be child abuse, isn't it? It would be considered child abuse.
It might be.
Probably would be. It probably would be if we would, you know that, you know, I think Aisha might have said it to me the other day. You know, one of the things that man heard regular as a child, you know, when you're having a conversation with your parents and you tell them, oh yeah, but Johnny's mum does, but am I Johnny's mum though?
Yeah,
am I Johnny's mum though? Do I care what, bro?
Listen, one time my mum was slapping me up here and she said to me, I said to my mum, I said, I just want to be friends. My mom goes, I don't want to be your friend.
All right, listen. You know what? I think about the little journals his man tried to run. I remember one time, you know, remember the Freeman's candle? I made a big pitch to my mom and dad that they should get me these Puma King AstroTurf boots because I could use them as football boots and then I could wear them with jeans. I made this big pitch. I said, that was the first time I got designer pair crep, and I convinced them to allow me to buy these Astros. And my dad he was like, they're football boots. I'm like, no, they're Astros. You can play track. I can wear them with jeans. And he looked at me. And I remember that's the day he gave up. I said, you know what? Let him have what he wants now. Because the man's clearly turned into shopping. Anything with a name on it, I would have had anything. They could have given me anything. Just please let it be Nike, Puma, Adidas. Please.
Oh man, Lee's pretty traumatized. Listen, I'm done.
Thank you guys, man. It's been beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Shout outs to Ace doing up live at the Brit Awards.
Our Brit Award correspondent.
Absolutely.
Keep Palestine in your prayers, people. Like, keep
absolutely.
Definitely.
Unfortunately, no Black Business Caller today, but we will double up next week or triple up next week. Apologies for that. Hope everybody has a fantastic week and stay safe. How do we even let this off?
No, we will, but quickly. Someone said their mum, yeah, last story. When my mum sent me to school in Adidas with two S's, with four stripes, not three, that was abuse.
Oh, that is madness. I was. If you got caught with that, you finish.
Oh man, no. Thank you guys, man. Thanks for sharing your stories, Matt. Guys,
big up, man.
Cool.